Well, this Thursday is marked on our calendars as Thanksgiving Day. For many people, it is the day before what retailers refer to as Black Friday, when every store makes a profit. Unfortunately, Thanksgiving is becoming less of a holiday and more of an excuse to go out and spend money that you don't have on stuff that will not last. Well, now the stores are no longer satisfied with Black Friday, so they are working on ways to get that money transferred from your bank account into their cash registers on Thursday night instead. A few years ago, I heard on the radio announcement that several stores were going to be open at 8 p.m. on Thursday night so they could get a head start on Black Friday. In fact, the radio station had people calling to respond to the announcement. And one lady called and said that this was a good idea because she could go out with her brother and sister and go shopping for Christmas after they eat Thanksgiving meal. This kind of family bonding may be good as long as you have the money to spend, but I think we're missing the point if we think that Thanksgiving is nothing more than just a day for eating a meal and then going shopping for Christmas presents. This is supposed to be a day to thank God for the blessings of life. Although George Washington began the idea of having a national day for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day became a national holiday with a proclamation in 1864 by Abraham Lincoln. I will read the last part of this proclamation. Now, it's 19th century language, so just kind of bear with me as I read this. "Now, therefore, I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, do hereby appoint and set apart the last Thursday in November next as a day which I desire to be observed by all my fellow citizens, wherever they may be, as a day of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, the beneficent creator and ruler of the universe. I do further recommend to my fellow citizens aforesaid that on the occasion they do reverently humble themselves in the dust and from thence offer up penitent and fervent prayers and supplications to the great disposer of events for the return of the inestimable blessings of peace, union, and harmony throughout the land which it has pleased him to assign as a dwelling place for ourselves and for our posterity throughout all generations. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed. Done at the city of Washington this 20th day of October, A.D. 1864, and of the independence of the United States, the 89th, Abraham Lincoln." See, Thanksgiving Day began as a day to thank God that even though the Civil War was tearing the nation apart, God was still blessing the people by providing them with health and prosperity. And it is an appropriate response for the people of the United States of America to set aside this day to thank God for the blessings of life. But President Lincoln did not stop at just giving thanks. Did you notice that he also wrote that Thanksgiving Day was a day to repent and ask God for forgiveness because of the war they were fighting among themselves? Today, we are a nation that is suffering much in the same way as the people during the Civil War, because we are split on just about any issue that we face. We don't have the unity that we should. Perhaps we should follow this proclamation for Thanksgiving Day and ask God to heal our land and help us come back together as a nation. Thanksgiving Day is more than just a meal. It is more than just family bonding time. That's great, but there's also more to it. This is a day for us to recognize that God is actively involved in our lives. It is a time for us to remember that God saw the barrier that we caused because of our sin and provided a way for us to make it to heaven. God decided that if salvation was going to happen, He was going to take care of it Himself. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that is the reason why we should give thanks. Now we are at the end of our short 3-week series of standalone sermons we call spiritual popery. So let's go ahead and turn in our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at verse 18 today. That'll be page 988 in the Pew Bible if you want to look it up that way. Now last week, Chris Crawford, he took care of the pray without ceasing part of this three-topic passage of Scripture. The week before that, I began with the rejoice always part. And like Chris had mentioned earlier, these are actions that are constantly going on. So it's more of an attitude of the heart rather than just an action that we do. So today we are told, today we are told to give thanks in all circumstances. So let's take a look. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Brace yourself, this is a very long verse here. All right, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for the Apostle Paul and his instructions on how we should be acting. Help us to take these instructions to heart, rejoicing always, and praying without ceasing, and also to give thanks in all circumstances. Help us to be the type of Christians that are good to be around because we're following these instructions. Help us focus on what should be top priority in our lives. I pray you'll be with us through the sermon today. All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, so what we're going to do is we're going to break down this verse here with three different sections, and we're going to start with the give thanks part. Give thanks, of course, is a voluntary action. We are told to give thanks, but it is still up to us to follow through with this. I mean, he says give thanks, but it's up to us to do it. God could have chosen to take the thanks from us or forced that we say thank you, but it works so much better when we just voluntarily give it. Reminds me of whenever we tell our kids to say thank you. You know, something good happens and to say thank you. Well, we're teaching them to say thanks. But you know what? It's good for them to learn the appropriate time to say thanks. But it's so much better when they grow to the point where they just voluntarily do it. And they just go ahead and say thank you without anybody prompting them. Well, this is what the Apostle Paul is saying right here. Give thanks. Voluntarily offer up thanks. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to say thanks. Give it. Give thanks. That's when we know that we understand the concept of giving thanks, because we are letting God know that we are thankful for Him without having to be told to give thanks. It also means that we're acknowledging the good that's in our lives. We give thanks because something good has happened. So we want to be thankful for that, thankful for the blessing. So why is it important to give thanks? Well, it helps us develop an attitude of gratitude. In Luke 17, 11 through 19, let me just read this parable here. This is the parable of the 10 lepers who were healed and the one came back. All right, verse 11, it says, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered the village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood out at a distance and lifted their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving them thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. This Samaritan had an attitude of gratitude. He was thankful for what had happened. Now, we don't know exactly what happened to the other 9. They may have remained healed. We don't know. But we do know that this Samaritan actually went one step further. And he came back. And Jesus pointed that out. And he said, look, this Samaritan, the one that you guys view as a half-breed, the one that you guys reject, he's the one that showed thanks. He's the one that actually did what he should have been doing. So where are the other 9? How come they didn't say thank you? So he's making a point of this Samaritan. We need to make sure that we say thank you when good things happen in our lives. But you know, the Apostle Paul, he goes a little farther than that. He says give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. You know, it's easy to give thanks when you're being blessed. We have no problem being thankful during the good times because we are happy and it just kind of flows naturally. Thank you comes natural when good things happen. For example, 1 Chronicles 16:8-36 was one of our daily scriptures. This was David's song of thanks after God had helped them defeat the Philistines and they were bringing the ark back to Jerusalem where it belonged. A song of thanks just naturally flowed out. Again, in 2 Chronicles 7, Solomon gives thanks as he dedicates the temple to the Lord after it was finished. Good things are happening, so thanks flows naturally. When we are blessed, we give thanks. It just makes sense. But you know, the Apostle Paul didn't just say give thanks in the good stuff. He didn't just say give thanks while you're being blessed. He said give thanks in all circumstances. So which ones are those? Those are all circumstances. But it's hard to see the good and the bad, isn't it? Being thankful when things go wrong is not very easy. However, the Apostle Paul did say that we should be thankful in the bad stuff too. Remember that the Apostle Paul was put in prison. He was beaten. He was rejected by those he grew up with. He even suffered greatly, physically, emotionally, even spiritually at times. The Apostle Paul was suffering. And yet he still said, be thankful in all circumstances. We should do that too. We should be able to give thanks through the bad stuff just as naturally as we give thanks through the good stuff. It's not easy, but it's something that the Apostle Paul learned to do. And he said that we should do it too. That means we have to choose to be thankful. Being thankful is a choice. Just like when you choose to love somebody, you're making a choice. We have to choose to be thankful even if there's something going on that's bad. We have to choose to be thankful even when we don't feel like being thankful. That's where obedience comes in. We have to discipline ourselves to be obedient. By choosing to be thankful, we are saying that even though we may not see it right now, we know that God is still working on something good for us. And here's an example of that. The brother of Jesus, James, remember he wrote his letter, and he said to consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. He said that when you persevere, you come out stronger. In other words, he's saying be thankful that this stuff is happening because God is going to make something great out of it. Even when we are suffering, we can still be thankful because we know that God is in charge. We know that God is going to bring something good. We know that we're going to come out of this stronger than when we went in. Kind of reminds me of Will and his two wrestling matches. We had a wrestling scrimmage a couple weeks ago. It was on a Friday night. Actually, I think it was last week. But anyway, yeah, last week, Friday night. He had two wrestling matches, and of course, they were against stronger, more experienced wrestlers. Coach was doing this on purpose, putting them up against the stronger ones in a scrimmage. Well, he lost both of them, but at the end of the night, he was thankful to have been able to wrestle. And here's the reason why. Because he knew that wrestling those who were stronger than him was going to help him gain an edge. It was going to help him become better. By losing to the ones who are better, he's learning how to wrestle so that whenever he goes up against those who are on the same level, he's going to be a little bit stronger. So he was thankful for the trials that he suffered in those matches as he was losing. We have to learn to be thankful in all circumstances because this is the will of God. God says we were created to be thankful. When we are saved, we are given a new life in Christ, and that life is what God meant for us to have in the Garden of Eden. In other words, we are being restored to factory condition. We are created to be thankful children because we are blessed beyond measure. Therefore, we should be thankful. Ephesians 5:1-21 talks about being made new because of Jesus. And this is the new life that we have. We should be thankful for all the good that is going on. And in Colossians 3, 15 through 17, listen to this. It says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." It is the will of God for us to be thankful. We have been created to be thankful, children of God. Fathers love being thanked. You know, sometimes it is good to hear our children say thank you when we do something good for them. There was a famous comedian a few years back who talked about how nice it would be for a dad to hear a thank you for having a job so that they could pay the rent. You know, kids are quick to say thank you to mama, but dads sometimes they get left out of the conversation because they're too busy working. But you know, fathers, they like hearing thanks from their children too. In the same way, our Heavenly Father, God, He loves to hear thank you from His children, especially during prayer time. Let's think about that. When we pray, how often do we give our thanks to God? Do we start our prayers off with thank you? Or do we just jump right in with whatever we're concerned about? We should be praying prayers of thanks all the time. Because that's what God wants to hear. He loves to hear His children say thank you. So we should give thanks to Him. We should also give thanks to God because the devil hates Thanksgiving. He really does. Have you ever tried to get somebody to respond a certain way? Like, you want to make them mad. You want to press a button. You might be mad at them, so therefore you want to do something to try to get them angry. And what would happen if that person just turned around and said, thank you? Instead of responding with an argument or responding mad and things like that, instead it's just a thank you, you know? It's like, I'm going to punch you in the face. Well, thank you. What in the world? Yeah. So if we are thankful, then we are going against what the devil's trying to do. Because the devil, he wants to get a rise out of us. The devil wants us to react. The devil wants us to get angry. The devil wants us to get mad. The devil wants us to get sad. The devil wants us to do whatever we can do to seek revenge. And yet, if we have an attitude of gratitude, if we are thankful that God is going to pull us through, that pretty much disarms the devil. Because he can't do anything. If we are thankful, even in the bad circumstances, the devil doesn't stand a chance. Because we're still acknowledging that God can bring good out of whatever situation the devil tries to throw at us. We should give thanks in all circumstances because the Lord has blessed us beyond measure.